Bank of Cardiff, this is Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning, Jeremiah. Tracy Gettle, how are you?
Hi, Tracy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, good. So, quick questions, and I'm hoping that none of this is repetitive because I know you've explained a lot to me of the difference between the companies, but I'm trying to explain it to the bank here and tell them what's going on. And they're having a hard time with understanding why it got changed from Compass North to the Gettle Company. And I was telling them it's because of the confusion of the name with Compass North Industries. One does the boats.
That's
the
correct.
Other does custom homes. How long has Compass North LLC been around?
Like I said, we incorporated July last year.
July of last year. Okay. And then...
Yeah.
Now, the breakdown...
You need to understand that Compass North Development...
Uh-huh.
Compass North Development, we incorporated in 2003. We were a custom home builder. Design, build, custom home builder. We did that from 2003 until the downturn of 2008-09 time frame.
Okay.
At that point, we were heavily involved in houseboating and whatnot, and we fell into a business deal where we were going to be building houseboats. And so we just did a quick name change in 2009 time frame. We changed the name from Compass North Development. Of course, home building had dried up. So rather than incorporating a whole brand new company, we just changed the name to Compass North Industries, and we went full-time into 100%. That's all we did was manufacture houseboats. And we've been doing that ever since under that entity, Compass North Industries. Well, at some point in time in the last couple years, the home building started coming back, and we started getting calls from people up in northern Arizona saying, do you guys still build homes? We love what you did in the past. We bought a lot. We'd like to talk to you. So we decided, because there was, they know our product is it's a Compass North home up in Flagstaff. We said, well, okay, we're going to incorporate, and we're going to call it just, we want to keep Compass North in the name. So we dropped Industries, and we said it's going to be, the home building entity is going to be called Compass North LLC. But like I said, there was too much confusion between Compass North Industries and Compass North LLC, and so that's when we eventually decided we got to change the name, because there's confusion. Even some of our vendors were crossover, like our lumber. We buy lumber for the boats. We also buy lumber for homes, of course, and so we use the same vendor, and they're like, well, so which company do I bill this to, and blah, 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 and it was totally different. You can see the taxpayer ID number and everything's different. So that's when we decided we gotta do more of a separation. So we just decided to call it the Gettle Company LLC, and that's what the home building entity is. And like I said, the loan is for them. It's not for Compass North Industries, even though you guys have loaned to us in the past. So
right. Okay. Now the Compass North LLC, is that the same federal tax ID as the Gettle Company, or did you have to get a new one?
No, it's all the same.
Okay.
It's all the same. You can see that. That's what I sent you. I sent you the the SS4 when we incorporated Compass North LLC, and we got the tax EIN number from the IRS. And then you can see the letter that we sent off to them when we changed our name to the Gettle Company, and it references the same taxpayer ID number and everything. And we called the IRS. We asked them, what do we need to do to change a name with you? And they said, just write a letter, and that's all you need to do. So that's what that was. And then you can clearly see in the Arizona Corporation Commission, we incorporated as Compass North LLC, and then we did an amendment to the articles of the corporation, changing the name to the Gettle Company LLC.
Perfect. I'm looking at the documents now, so that works.
Yeah,
okay.
It's all identical. It's the same company throughout. There was just a name confusion. We thought it was a good idea at the time when we incorporated it, because we had a reputation in the community as a home builder under Compass North. And So we were trying to keep that continuity, but in the end, it caused too much confusion. So
sure.
That's the whole thing. And as it turned out, you know, we have a few clients that have bought, like, they're kind of like crack, our homes are to them, and they've bought two or three homes from us over the years. And we went to them in particular, and we said, when you tell someone who built your home, do you tell them Compass North built your home, or do you say, what do you say? And they said, no, we always tell them that Jim Gettle built our home. And we said, really? And not Compass North? They said, no. They said, we know you guys as Compass North, but ultimately, whenever anyone asks, we always tell them, you know, Jim Gettle built it. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And so we talked with a few other clients, and they're like, yeah, it's mostly, you know, we won't mostly, you know, reference your name rather than Compass North. And we're like, oh, well, maybe there's not quite as much of a reputation that way as we thought. So that's where we decided the Gettle Company will be fine. So.
Yeah, no, that works. Now, do you, I know you were telling me that Steve is 100% owner on that. Are you anywhere on that, the ownership breakdown? Is it
not at all? I am not. No.
Okay. No. Now, because on the tax returns, it has your name on there.
The tax return for us personal, yes, it does. But then if you look through the tax, I mean, I can show you the tax return. Oh, I don't have one with Compass North on there, but you know what a disregarded entity is, right?
Yes.
With the IRS?
Yes.
So it's kind of like, you know, if you were a sole proprietor or whatever,
right.
It has its own taxpayer ID number, but the tax returns are all done under the umbrella of the owners of the company. And so, Compass North LLC, you'll see the paperwork I gave you for the Arizona Corporation Commission. I'm not there. Jim's mm-hmm. It's a sole member LLC, which is kind of a weird thing to do. Not weird, but slightly different, and because it ends up being a disregarded entity. So for 2015, when we get our taxes back from McGladrey here in a few weeks, it will actually be deep into our tax return will be the page that lists all the disregarded entities, and we have a couple other of them that are, you know, more protectionary, like we own a houseboat and we own a plane, and so those, each of one of those things have an entity that holds that property, and it's kind of just at an arm's length from us in case there was any accidents or anything. But there's no tax return for those companies either, so I don't have a tax return for Compass North LLC, although we will have one eventually, and it will show, it's pretty much like a K-1, the shareholder, you know, flow through income into our world, which is what the LLC does anyhow.
Okay, yeah, so, that's what I was looking for, was a K-1, but you don't have it for 2014.
No, I don't have it for 2014 because the company didn't exist, and then 2015 we're on extension right now. So like I said, the best sense. I can do is get you, I can get you 2015 P&L, and I can get you, I can even get you year-to-date P&L on the company if that helps you at all.
Okay, I'm sure we may need that, but I don't need it yet. One question also, on the May statement, I saw that there was like a transfer from account ending in 2588 for around 25 or 20K, and it had the business name, like the Gettle Company, like it was going to a different account. Do you guys have another business account for the Gettle Company, or is it just one?
No, we don't. That's the only account we have.
Okay, so that transfer then, when it shows it going out to the Gettle Company, what does that mean? Where is it going?
I don't know. I'd have to go look at it. It might be one of those savings accounts.
Oh, okay. Okay, but there is no other bank account for the business.
No, that's the only one we have at Wells Fargo.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, that is all the info I needed. You've been very, very helpful in explaining it to me. I appreciate it.
If I need to explain it to someone over your head, if you're having trouble doing that, I'm happy to do it. It's really not that difficult. We had a following under that name, and when we incorporated the home building entity, that's what we decided to use, a shortened version of it, I guess. Okay. But in the end, it was too much confusion with the boat entity, so we had to change the name.
Okay. Now, but question for you.
You clearly see all of that is the same company with the state and with the IRS and even with the bank. So
yeah. So here's the only issue that I'm running into. Okay, I'm just going to be upfront with you. The issue is the time in business. Okay, so it hasn't even been a complete year. For even if we go to from Compass North, from when it was established. So that's the trouble I'm running into.
And that's why I am telling you, you have to understand the long history of going back to 2003 in home building. And here's the deal. We could have just kept on, we could have just started building homes under this Compass North Industries entity and had home building and houseboat building all in, wrapped up together. But the problem is that houseboats are, there's just huge, huge, huge liability with the houseboats.
Yeah.
There is. I mean, we're building million-dollar boats that float on 400 feet of water. Most of them go to Lake Powell. And you know, like our insurance guy assures us all, every day, we spend probably $200,000 a year in insurance premiums. It's huge liability. And because not only do we build these things, there's all that liability there, but we actually transport them also. And so so our insurance agent reminds us every time I talk to him, you haven't had a claim, but when you do, because it's going to happen, someone's going to fall off your boat, someone's going to jump off your boat, someone's going to get killed on your boat. I'm sorry to tell you, he's, you know, he represents all the boat manufacturers. He does, you know, he's a broker out of Florida, and there's a ton of boat manufacturers, not just houseboat, but like bass boats and go fast boats and all kinds of ski boats and all the rest that he insures them. And he says, it will happen. It's just a matter of time. And so we don't want our home building entity, which is, you know, a very lucrative, it's a good line of business for us, being wrapped up into any of that. And so we just couldn't have it. So, but the entity itself, I can send you the papers for Compass North Industries. You guys know us. We've had loans with you guys before. We started that as a home builder in 2003. And so it morphed a little bit. And, you know, we thought for a moment about just, you know, starting up a division underneath that name with the home building. But because of the liability with the houseboats, it just was not, it just didn't make sense. So, yes, the entity, the new house building entity is only incorporated now coming up a year. But we've been building, and we started home building in 2003. That's 13 years ago, and we've been in business doing all that stuff for that long time. So
that is definitely what I explained to them. You know, I let them know. You know, we could even prove it. You know, with documentation, I'm sure if it was needed. The big thing is though, is that you know, at the end of the day, they're like, look, we get that, but it's still under a year, and that could be an issue, you know. So,
well, I know you drew off of Jim's personal credit too, or Stephen. His name's Stephen James, but he goes by Jim.
Okay.
And I know you guys did that also. So when I'm mentoring Jim, that's who I'm talking about.
Okay.
So I know you've done that also, and you know, it is a new entity, and. And that's one of the reasons why we are, you know, we need to purchase equipment and stuff, and that's one of the reasons for the loan. I mean, we just hopefully between our history with our other company with you guys, our personal credit, and the fact that, you know, it is a young company, but that's one of the reasons why if we were around a few more years, we probably wouldn't be coming to you for a loan like this because... Because you know we'd have more years behind us, and we'd have a surplus of cash in our pockets to not have to take a loan. So
absolutely, I understand.
That's kind of the deal.
Okay, well, I'm fighting for it, and I will work on it, and I will get you an update as soon as I hear something.
I would appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tracy.
Bye now.
All right, bye.